L.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Ever been walking down the street?
You could only be tuned to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I bet you weren't expecting a real person to come on then. I bet you were expecting the playback of the PSA to continue, and that you weren't going to get a real dude on the show. But alas, I'm back. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon p.m. You know, every week I say noon p.m. I don't know if that's real. I don't know if there's if noon is an a.m. or p.m. thing, or if it's just the thing right in between them both. But, those are my words of wisdom for you guys today. But I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back. Today, I walk over to the bus, and I take the bus up to campus, up to the old University of Vermont up here. And, I walk in my classes, and nobody's there. Not even the professor. And I walk around campus, and nobody's around. Well, if that is you, because that's not me, I made that up, that didn't really happen, but then you are not aware that today is a holiday for the UVM populace. We have today off for fall break is the official title. I won't say too much about I won't say too much about this, but it's weird that we have today off, but we don't have Monday off, because Monday is like a legit holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day. It happens every year. I had it off all through high school and that business back home in Illinois, but, what the heck's going on over there in Illinois anyways? They got a bunch of holidays that aren't real, like Casimir Pulaski Day. There's a lot of random business going on out there, but all this goes to say that it's weird that we don't have Monday off, because Monday's a legit holiday. Friday right now is not a legit holiday. I'm not saying that I'm not thankful that we have it off. Granted, I don't have any classes today. All I do on Fridays is I go into a lab on campus and do research, and I'm still doing that today. So it's like, it's not really a holiday for me. It's just kind of another day. But, it just doesn't make much sense. It seems like it's some backwards stuff going on. But, we are going to start off with a PSA today, which normally, honestly, I just let the, sorry, I'm adjusting the volume on these headphones. It needs to be at a particular volume to where, if it's not at a specific volume, I can't talk. I can't, do what I normally do. Hold on, I'm gonna apply chapstick right now. Goodness, I'm all over the place. But, over the past couple, it's definitely becoming chapstick season. That's one thing that has become more and more prevalent over the past couple of days. Give me one second. Now, that is what you call good radio show hosting, everybody. Go apply chapstick for 10 seconds in the middle of the show and just let it be silent for a bit. Let the people really marinate in what they're deciding to listen to, which is my show, Wild Goose Chase. But last week I was kind of on a heater. I was really killing it on the show, I feel like. As of right now, I'm just kind of doing my normal business. I'm going to try to kill it today, though. Goodness, all the way back to what I was saying. Normally, I just let the whatever automatic PSA comes on play, because normally, during those initial couple minutes, I'm busy getting the record player set up and all of that business. But since today's a holiday, WRUV is not operating on our usual schedule, and all of the programs that normally occur today and this weekend are effectively canceled. And so you have to like sign up on a website on the WRUV spreadsheet to get a show. You don't need to know the logistics behind it, but final product is that I have a show right now, and the person that normally goes before me isn't here. Person that normally goes after me isn't going to go. But so I was able to get here a little bit early, get everything set up. And so instead of letting that normal audio PSA business go on, I've selected a PSA for the population today. Oh man, we got two good ones on this sheet. The way that WREV organizes our PSAs is that we put them in, they're printed out and put into a binder, and it's double-sided pieces of paper, right? Got to save some paper. And on this particular piece of paper that I've chosen out of the binder, there are two bangers. So we might go back-to-back here, give you guys double the advice. But we're going to start off with one that was written in fall 2024, titled Rewear Your Clothes! Exclamation point. Okay. Here we go. Everybody buckle up. Have you ever noticed your sweater feeling a little thinner than usual? Or your jeans developing holes prematurely? If you're not into that, there's a way to keep it from happening. The secret is to wash your clothes less. Oftentimes, we wear an item of clothing only once before throwing it in the hamper. But wearing an item a few times before washing can increase the longevity of your pieces, as well as reduce your environmental impacts. By rewearing your clothes, you'll do less laundry, which will reduce your water and electricity usage, as well as save you money. According to a study done by Levi's, washing every 10 times a product is worn instead of every 2 times reduces energy use, climate change impact, and water intake up to 80%. When you do wash your clothes, try to use shorter, cooler wash cycles to reduce the harm to the fabric, which will make them last longer and reduce the amount of fibers and dyes that make their way into the water and environment. This message has been brought to you by your frugal and environmentally conscious DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Okay. Now, I have something to say. As I was like halfway through reading this PSA, I realized that I've read this before on this show in the spring, or maybe last fall. Who knows? I feel like it must have been the spring. But There's one thing about this that made me angry the first time I read it, and I remember complaining about it on the show, and I'm going to do it again. Now, I don't mean to dog whoever wrote this PSA. It doesn't specify on it, but at WRUV, each semester, you're required to write a PSA, which is like what you just read. It's like a minute or two worth of talking about an issue that people have, and like some suggestions to remediate that. You guys know what PSAs are. You guys are familiar with the concept. But this one cites a study by Levi's, which, first off, for those of you who have taken courses on like scientific literacy, scientific reading, or any sort of argument-based courses, I think we were taught this in high school. This is a thing that I think a lot of people are aware of. Is that about bias. Bias is a pretty big deal. And this is a study conducted by Levi's, which is a jean manufacturer. Now, granted, I don't think they have any particular incentive to having you wash your clothes less, so I don't think it's really a form of bias. But, yeah, no, I actually don't think it is. I'm not going to complain about that. What I will complain about is the quotation that is taken from this study. Let me read it to you guys again. Washing every 10 times a product is worn instead of every 2 times, reduces energy use, climate change impact, and water intake up to 80%. Now, think about those numbers again. Washing every 10 times instead of every 2 times reduces energy use, climate change, and water intake up to 80%. This feels like a no-brainer to me. This feels like something that they did not need to conduct any sort of study to do. Because if you do something let me figure out how to talk about this math because now I'm confusing myself. But 2 out of 10 is 20%, and 8 is 80%. Okay, actually, I should probably stop talking because I feel like I'm not explaining what I'm trying to explain well. But that feels like an intuitive thing to know, you know? If you do something every 10 times instead of every 2 times, that's 80% less often that you're doing it, right? No, it's a 100 and some, it's like a billion percent, it's a billion percent less often. No, it's 500 times less often, which I guess equates to 80% less energy use. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm digging myself into a hole here. If my girlfriend Elsa is listening to this, she does like math and statistics and that kind of business. That's like her whole deal. I don't know. Help me explain this. I can't figure it out for some reason. Like, I know what I'm trying to say, and I know that what I'm trying to say is correct, but I just can't figure out how to word it for the general population. So I apologize, guys. I just wasted like 2 minutes of your time by giving a kind of pointless argument. Anyways, now we're going to go on to the next PSA. This one is particularly relevant, I suppose. Not really, but I'll talk about it after. Okay, here we go. This one is also from Fall 2024. It's titled, Try Matcha! Exclamation point. Are you ever looking for something yummy to pick you up in the morning but aren't in the mood for coffee? Try matcha! Exclamation point. Matcha is concentrated green powder made from the, oh lord, hold on, Camellia sinensis tea plant. It is a type of green tea, and it is packed with an abundance of antioxidants and phytochemicals. Polyphenols, a type of antioxidant found in matcha, have been found to have anti-inflammatory effects and to improve insulin sensitivity. Matcha also contains the amino acid L-theanine. I believe that's supposed to say threonine, but we will get to that. L-theanine, which has been associated with increased attention and alertness. It's super versatile and can be made into a beverage, mixed into a smoothie or salad dressing, or baked into a sweet treat. It also has caffeine, so if you need that extra boost, it's a perfect substitute. It's delicious and so nutrient dense. This message is brought to you by your matcha drinking DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington. L-theanine. Oh, never mind. That's a real thing. I'm just closed-minded because I take biochem courses and I only really think about the 20 like standard amino acids, you know? But there's a whole host of ones that are not a part of that group of 20. But I was talking about this because there's this whole like performative man thing that's been going on for a while, which I'm sure if you guys are tapped into like Instagram Reels or like TikTok, or maybe this has hit Shorts, YouTube Shorts. It might have hit whatever Facebook Reels. I don't know if that's called Facebook Reels, but it essentially is Facebook Reels. It's the same thing, but it's on Facebook. I don't know if this has hit those markets yet, but at a bunch of different places, a bunch of different college campuses in particular, including the University of Vermont, where this is broadcasting, there's been like performative male competitions, and all of these competitions, I feel like all of the entrants have a similar formula. And that is the stereotypical performative male things, which if you are not tapped into this type of thing, is like wearing tote bags, drinking matcha is a really, really big one. What's other stuff like this? Just like reading books, which I don't think it's like actually reading books. I think you're like pretending to read books. It's performative, you know. But yeah, so that's why I just read that thing about matcha. And that for the past 10 minutes, I've been reading you guys these two PSAs. And I don't know if you've really gained anything from it. Except for that, you should try matcha. And you should rewear your clothes more. Speaking of that, the reason that I picked out that rewear your clothes thing, which I totally even forgot to mention as I was... after I read it, I got too distracted by the whole thing with the study, is that I got this pair of jeans that I absolutely love. anybody who knows me or has seen me in these jeans, most likely. They're a really, really fun pair of jeans. they're by Naked and Famous Denim, which is one of my favorite like jean companies. I really like their clothes. They fit me very well, these jeans. I love them. And I wear them, or I was wearing them fairly often for a little over a year. It was my go-to pair of pants. And I'm not going to say that I didn't wash them, because I did wash them. I washed them every so often. You know jeans. You don't wash them every time you wear them. Like that PSA I just read, you're not supposed to wash it every time. But what I'm saying is I've stopped wearing those jeans recently because they've developed two minor but very problematic to my mind holes in the crotch area. And the reason I haven't worn them is not because they're like unwearable. The holes are tiny, I'm talking. And like nobody can see them, you know, it's right at the seam of the crotch. It's not like a big deal. But if I keep wearing them, I just know those holes are going to get bigger. And man, if I destroy those jeans, it's going to be over for me. I will never recover. So I've been looking up a bunch of different ways to try and repair these jeans. It's something that I've been looking at, you know, different stuff online. And I clicked on this one thing earlier today. I was looking at it earlier today, specifically. And there's this website, and it was like, oh, you should try this thing called, dude, what was the name of it? It starts with a D. It starts with a D. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. I'm almost at the website. I'm almost there. Darning. darning jeans. And I got no idea what darning is. But on this website, it's like, oh, if you want to know how to darn jeans, check out this darning workshop I made, the person who made the thing. And I click on it, and I just assume it's going to be like a YouTube video or something. Or if it's like a paid video, I expect it to be like, I don't know, maybe 10 bucks or like $5 or something. But as I'm looking at this website, I pull this up. This video costs £55. Where? What? Why would I do that? I could find a YouTube tutorial on how to do this. I could Google just straight up how to darn clothes. It would take me 20 seconds. And like, moral of the story is $55 is ludicrous. That's a ton of money. And I know they got tariffs. There's all those tariffs. There's this tariff business going on in the UK to US. But it's a digital pre-recorded video on how to darn jeans. How is it like 4 hours long? What am I doing spending $55 for this? You can buy a movie. I could go home and buy Oppenheimer for $20. That is probably longer. Probably more, cost more money to make. But then again, Oppenheimer probably did better at the box office than How to Darn Jeans. But, okay, guys, I'm going to start playing music now. I've had this record sitting on the vinyl player this entire time. I was like, okay, I'm going to do a shorter introduction and then play it. But I'm going to do it now, mainly because I need to stop talking. My throat's getting dry. I got to drink some water. And I don't want to have some more dead air like I had earlier. Let's talk about the music I picked out today. I selected a couple records from the kind of like funk or soul type section at WRUV. It's a little more disorganized than the other sections. But everything I grabbed happened to be from the, or most of the things at least are from the M section. So we got a lot of artists that names start with M today. And a lot of them I just picked out because cool album covers are cool. Like, WREV reviews of them, like in the olden days when we used to get a bunch of vinyl records, like when we were acquiring them more, the DJs would listen to them and write little reviews on stickers and place them on there. And I looked for particularly positive reviews on these records, and this one had some positive reviews, I believe. Nope, not that one. All right, well, okay. Weep. This one says, all-star cast of rappers and musicians, mostly mellow funky stuff with a bit of reggae. Best tracks include Reality with Shaba, which is the song that we're going to be listening to today. That's why I didn't list off the rest of them. And the cover of this is the like insignia from the dollar bill that is like the Illuminati. You know what I'm talking about? In the back is like the United States seal from the dollar bill. So that's kind of cool. But the name of the song is Reality. And the band is called Material. And it features a person named Saba, apparently. Although, Loki, I can't find that anywhere on this record. So that may or may not be real. But there we go. So the name of the song is Reality by Material off of their release, The Third Power. Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy.
Global people, you know that voice.
Right, you made me.
And I appreciate that TLC. Kentino Wally, reality, no folly. Bam it up, y'all. I'm telling you, my brother. Cry if you folly, you're no one. Reality, I love you folly, you're no one. Reality. Cry if you folly, you're no one. Reality, none of them cheater for vanity. And them don't have no love for humanity. But if I so you a think that is stupidity, you better try follow a great black brother like me. So my all of you folly, you're no one. Reality, hey. Cry if you folly, you're no one. Reality, all of you folly, you're no one. Reality, hey. Cry if you folly, you're no one. Reality, I and I must live independently. Hey, everywhere me go, you know me shadow follow me. That means I'm a can't hide this identity.
Right.
Black am I like a tar baby. Yes, 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 yes. Easy, that's it. What's the matter? I know I'm liquor to the world. I'm Talawa all over the world. I'm a music maker. Canada, England, America and Jamaica. They my all of you folly, you know one reality. Hey, cry if you folly, you know one reality. All of you folly, you know one reality. Hey, cry if you folly, you know one reality. Each and every man have a right to be free and to design his own destiny.
Oh, yes.
Corruption and drugs, yes, that'll kill who we must. Pull up with socks, deal with unity. A full time for I and I be free. Them release it from lock and key, but still we under mental slavery. Them a all of you folly, you know one reality. Hey, cry if you folly, you know one reality. All of you folly, you know one reality. Hey, cry if you folly, you know one reality. Reality, 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 reality. Word up, world of people. They act as if I don't know my culture. They can't test me, rolling Shabba. Who preach culture like Robert Nesta? And up till now, Africa is on a personal resignation of Botha and they free Mandela. Instead to come together to have the right skin color. Nation and nation fighting for world power. True identity they don't want us to discover.
Keep on floating, my black brothers and sisters. You have a right to be free. Free at last.
Hey, my all of you falling, you know one reality. Hey, cry if you falling, you know one reality. If it's money, we ain't like him, no reality.
Right.
If it's on a rebel, Robert Nesta Marley.
Yes.
And it's young that them cast like Yan Rabbi.
Oh, yes.
You're the one Shabba ranking, no reality. It's me love, me love, me love, me love my reality. Me no want, me no want, me no want, me no want. No falling, yes. You want your falling, keep away from me. I'm in a go support the foolish audacity. Go and tell the world that you is a fool already. So my all of you falling, you know one reality. Reality, hey, cry if you falling, you're no one. Reality, I love you falling, you're no one. Reality, hey, cry if you falling, you're no one. Reality, 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 reality.
Wind up, y'all. Keep floating. Floating.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. You just heard Reality by Material. That was really solid. I really enjoyed the instrumentals on that, and I really liked that guy's voice. Yeah, lots of really good stuff. I definitely appreciated that one. Yeah, really good. I won't indulge you guys to another 20-minute rant about some random stuff. So we're going to move on to our next song. This one I picked out because... Oh, well, which one am I going to play next? That's a good question. Okay. I'm going to play this one that I just put into the system that I do not know anything about, as I do not know anything about a lot of the music that I play. I just kind of pick random records that look good and have good reviews and see what's going on. But this one is by Michele Ndegocello. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But the name of the song is Who Is He and What Is He to You? I picked this one out because it's in a cool sleeve. I can't lie. It's pretty chill. And it's a bunch of different remixes of this specific song. The one that we are going to listen to is the first one off of this EP of remixes called the 125th Street Mix, which should be interesting. But the WRUV review for it, written on the sticker on the side, says excellent soul/funk. So excellent is, that's some high praise, you know? So I'm hoping that it will be excellent. But here we go. Who Is He and What Is He to You by Michele Ndegocello. I hope you guys enjoy.
What's going on? Tell me, tell me. Who is he and what is he to you? Tell me, tell me. Who is he? Romance, you pass. Just try to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at me right.
For two, that young man, who
Are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Who Is He and What Is He to You by Michelle Ndegocello. That was solid. That was really, really good. I can't lie. I'm glad that I chose to play that one. Yeah, really good stuff. I loved the like beat or the like rhythms and stuff. All very, very, very good, very enticing. I am curious about what the other remixes of that sound like off of that album. I'm sure they are all very good because that one was pretty solid. And so I'm sure changing things up a bit, I'm sure it would also be great. Yeah, that one was really good. I do have something that I have a couple things that I've been meaning to talk about on the show or that I came in today and was like, oh, I should maybe bring this up. I don't know how much I'm going to say about, any of these things, but who knows. The first thing is that I'm not super big into baseball. I mean, I know that it's like, it's one of the most popular sports in America. It's one of the big four sports leagues, as people say. But it's not something that, I mean, I really enjoy going to baseball games. The couple times that I've been to the Vermont Lake Monsters games, here in Vermont, I have just had a blast. Those games are a ton of fun. The energy is great. The place gets packed. And those games are a lot of fun. But I've never been a super big person on watching baseball on the TV. Just because, I don't know, it's something that I played when I was really little, but like I was never super into. But over the past little bit, it's been on the TV in my house more and more often because, well, all of my roommates, or a vast majority of my roommates, are Boston Red Sox fans, hailing from Massachusetts. And so it was on a lot when those guys were in the playoffs. And then last night, the Chicago Cubs versus Milwaukee Brewers game was on. And you guys know me. I'm from Illinois. I'm from the Chi, I guess. Not really. I'm from like the suburbs. But like I always rooted for the Cubs growing up just because my parents always rooted for the Cubs. And that's a big part of why I do that. But, it was really fun watching them win yesterday by like a billion runs to those clowns that live just north of us in Milwaukee. And so there's going to be a game 5, which is the final game of the series. It's whoever wins goes on to, whatever happens next. But it was a lot of fun to watch them win by like a billion runs yesterday. And I do appreciate all of the history of the Chicago Cubs and of Wrigley Field and all of that. I've been to Wrigley a couple times, for Cubs games or for concerts, and it's always a blast. That is a phenomenal stadium in a phenomenal area, in a phenomenal city, in a phenomenal state. You know what? I'll go out and say it. But, yeah, it was really cool. And so I was doing a lot of more research into the 2016 Chicago Cubs World Series, because although I was around, you know, I wasn't a super big baseball fan, and I was in middle school, so, like, I wasn't, like, a real person yet, it kind of feels like. But I was reading up about it, and it was really interesting. It's a really cool historic moment in Chicago history and sports history, as the longest championship drought in the history of American sports was broken by those guys. But I'm excited to watch the game 5 tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. But in looking at the Chicago Cubs and kind of their history, I was looking more at Go Cubs Go, the song. Now, I don't have a record of Go Cubs Go with me right now. That would be insane if I started playing a record that was Go Cubs Go. Because that would just be, I don't know, that would be ludicrous if I had one of those up here in Vermont, like not being a super big baseball fan from Chicago, if I had brought one of those or if there was one here. But it's really fascinating to me because as a kid, when was Go Cubs Go written? This is the first thing that we need to know here. Go Cubs Go. It was written in 1984. It was written in 1984. That's a long time ago, by my standards. I haven't been around that long. I haven't been around nearly that long. I've been around for, like, half that time. Just about half that time. I was born in 2004. It was 20 years ago. 20 years before that was... Or it was 21 years ago. And 20 years before that, Go Cubs Go was written. So I've been around for about half of the lifespan of Go Cubs Go. And growing up, even though the Cubs were bad, or just not super good when I was really young, they were good that one year that we won, and then they like were not good after that, until now, which they're kind of good again. I always heard this song so much, going to Cubs games, watching Cubs games, just being around Cubs fans all the time. And growing up, I always assumed that it was a parody of another song. Because, and my key reasoning for this, was that the other song that Cubs fans love to sing is the remix of Take Me Out to the Ball Game that goes like, Take Me Out to the Cubbies, or Take Me Out to the Cubs Game. Take Me Out to the Cubs Game, I think, is how it goes. It's Take Me Out to the Cubs Game, and then you go, root, root, root for the Cubbies. That's how it goes. But since that is a parody of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I always assumed that Go Cubs Go was a parody of some other song. But it just occurred to me last night that there's no other song, and that in my entire life of thinking that it was a parody of another song, I never knew what that song was, and I just didn't even question it. I was just like, oh yeah, it's a parody of some song, but, I don't know what that song is, which is fascinating because that song would be more popular if it was like a real thing. But Go Cubs Go holds a special place in my brain because it feels like one of those songs that you just know. Like, oh goodness, what's another song like this? A song that it feels like I was born knowing this song. I feel like the moment I came out of the womb, I could sing Go Cubs Go to you. And goodness, I'm really trying to think of something else like this. Dude, I'm really blanking. It's probably because I'm trying to think of it. Another thing that's totally unrelated to what I've been talking about that I'm going to talk about for about a minute is that whenever I'm trying to recall a specific thing, I can never do it. If it's like a thing from my childhood and I'm trying to think of like, oh, songs that I heard a lot as a child that Like, I feel like I was just born knowing because they were so common. Saying that and thinking that to myself, I'm not going to be able to think of one. There's no chance. There's no chance now that I'm talking about it that I'm going to come up in my brain with the specific type of song that I'm talking about. That song, this is not what I'm thinking. This is not at all what I'm thinking of, but I'm going to say it because it came to my head and I almost said it. And then I thought about it more and was like, that is not one of these songs. I was going to say the hot dog song from the Mickey Mouse, like Clubhouse, but that's not even like a song. They just go hot dog for like 2 minutes. I think, I don't know what goes on in that song. That's why it's not one of the things that I'm trying to talk about. Oh man. Well, it's really just songs from your childhood that you've heard for so long. Like, I was going to say the other one is, like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. But, like, that's just a song that you heard a lot, that I heard a lot as a kid, and that everybody heard a lot as a kid. And it's the same thing with Go Cubs Go. But it's, like, one of those songs to me, is what I'm trying to say. That it holds a special place in my mind, because no matter what, it's always going to be there. I'm never going to forget it. And sometimes, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm going to play music now because I've played two songs and it's been 43 minutes. And I can't just keep rambling on about things that I'm thinking about because I feel like, I don't know if you guys enjoy listening to that, but, anyways, if the Cubs win on Saturday, go listen to Go Cubs Go. Listen to Go Cubs Go right now. They won last night and, Go Cubs Go. That song is awesome. It's iconic. Okay, here we go. The next song we're gonna listen to is by an artist named Jaguar Wright, who I've never heard of. It's called I Can't Wait, and it's featuring Bilal, who I have heard of, who's a relatively famous singer. But anyways, here we go. The song is called I Can't Wait. I hope you guys enjoy.
You know, baby, my mama always used to say, be very careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get it. So here go.
If you're a good boy, I might just let you.
You just heard I Can't Wait by Jaguar Wright featuring Bilal. That was solid. Again, another great beat or instrumental going on that song. That was the radio edit of that song, by the way. So I don't know what exactly is different in the normal version. But if you enjoyed that, definitely check it out, because it's probably pretty good. And it's probably the same thing, but with more swear words or something like that. Or maybe it's just longer. Who knows? Who knows, man? People say radio edit, and it's just the same song sometimes. But that's what I have to say about that. We're going to play more music. We're not... No more messing around, guys. This one is off an album that I could not find online. Or I could find online, but I couldn't find it on any sort of streaming service. The album is called People's Park by Mod Squad. And the name of the song that we're going to be listening to is People's Park. So, I hope it's exciting. Here we go. People's Park by Mod Squad.
Hello, you have reached 976 Mod Squad. No one's here right now. We're out in the park kicking it with some chicklets deep in the thick of it on a picnic, dig it. So, leave some info on our intro. Yeah.
In a park, in a city called Berkeley. The days were dark, but we could see. So we skiddly bopping, boom, bopping, bippin', bippin'. We acted booked it, we got with it. See the way we kick it, kick it. Deep in the funk of it, having a funk fit. And I'm sure you'll like it, like a big, thick, Mick Funk biscuit. So let's all have a beat-in, and have that good rotation way of breathing. It ain't no thing, though, cause the reach fandango, you gotta stroll. And that's the way it goes, so tell your friends and telephone and let go. Have you heard the word? Scratch your cat and hear it purr.
Alright guys, that was it, that first part. People's Park by Mod Squad. I didn't know that the song was going to be like a minute and a half long, I gotta be honest. But yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. I mean, it was definitely interesting. I'm curious about the rest of this album, but it doesn't exist on the internet. Or, I mean, it exists on the internet, it doesn't exist on Spotify. I don't know. Pretty cool stuff though. Mod Squad, People's Park. Okay, we're gonna listen to two more songs. This first one looks really good, mainly because the WRUV review is highly positive, and it says it's percussive and jazzy, and those are two things that I enjoy. The name of the band is, what the heck? Wait, sorry. I'm trying to read this. Oh, wait, I see it. The name of this song is... Viama. You know, it says on this side of the record there's only one song, but it looks like there's three. So we're gonna feel it out. But the name of the band is Moodorama, and the name of the song is Viama. I hope you guys enjoy.